This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Let's get to I was wondering this morning on the 5:30 Club. Yeah, big stretch. Here we go. This comes to us from Dawn down there in Tinley.
Dawn.
Hey, Eric, I'm an early morning listener, still listening at 6 a.m. and start work at 7 a.m. We're still here and appreciate you guys beginning your mornings at 5:30. Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, does the interview with Ray Liotta, where Whip is going to ask him a question and Ray says Whip's name, is that the same way Governor Pritzker's news girl said Whip's name? Thanks. Just wondering, Dawn. Yeah, I just had briefly mentioned Whip, you know, got a question asked to the governor a couple days ago. And you can hear the reluctance in his press secretary in her voice having to ask it. Give this a listen.
This is Whip.
See, she got that one right, at least.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Every time she says it, it cracks me up.
This is Whip.
This is Whip.
Okay.
I love her.
And here is Ray Liotta.
Let me have it, Whip.
Let me have it, Whip.
Yeah, he's a little bit more aggressive in his delivery.
Yeah, more dismissive.
Yeah.
Hers is more confusion. His is more dismissive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Give this a listen more time. First of all, Governor Press Secretary.
This is Whip.
Right, and Ray Liotta.
Let me have it, Whip.
All right.
Let me have it, Whip.
He's more like, I'll do whatever.
Get it just, over just, with.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, Don, you might be onto something there. You might be onto something. Of course, that was when Whip wanted to ask one question to Ray Liotta about Goodfellas.
Are you tired of the Goodfellas questions?
No. My career's been up and down, and when it's down, it's horrible, which means they're not asking or watching. I have kids now. 13, 14-year-old kids coming up to me telling me that about seeing Goodfellas for the first time.
Oh, no.
It's one of those movies. It just has long, long legs, as they say.
Myself and our news guy, Whip, we talk Goodfellas all the time. And we said, because Whip is a little crazy about this, we're going to give him one question and one question only for you. You okay with that?
All right.
Lay it on, Whip.
Let me have it, Whip.
The scene in which Paulie is telling Henry to stay away from the drugs and you're and he slaps you across the face, and your reaction is immortal. It's priceless. I think it's been established that you didn't know that slap was coming. A, is that true? And B, what did that slap feel like?
It totally was true. I had no idea it was coming. The way he did it, like, got me in the ear, kind of, like, rattled my brain. That's why I think I like that reaction, kind of like, holy smokes, he just really hit me. Holy, so what am I going to do? I have to listen and take it, but no, he just decided to hit me.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What I like is we gave Whip one question, but his question had two parts.
Yeah, you have to do a two-parter. Yeah, get right. That in. It's an old trick.
You do that a lot.
All right. The Chantix is working well for Ray Liotta.
Oh, yeah.
Can't beat it. A lot of all the lines are ringing. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that. That makes me feel good.
Everybody's heard something from someone to help something. That's crazy.
That really kind of sums up our day, Rope.
Yep.
What we said earlier. Everybody's heard something from someone to help somebody. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
And you want to listen to them because you're in that situation. You're like, maybe.
What she just said is fantastic. I'm right there.
You never know.
You have always heard growing up. Hi there, Ann. What have you always heard growing up? I'm sorry, Denise. We'll call you Ann. Hi, Denise.
That's my middle name.
Oh, perfect. Look at how that happened.
My mom used to give us hot toddies when we were sick, so tea and whiskey.
What exactly is a hot toddy? Is that just basically warmed up whiskey?
It's tea, whiskey, honey, and lemon.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I could go for one of those right now. You always heard it. Number three, it's great for you. If your calls are coming in, hang out. We're getting to you. Hi there, Greg.
Try to do this one. You got hiccups. So you got to put a spoonful of sugar in your mouth, hold your nose, and then drink a glass of water upside down.
Wow, that's a lot of movement when peanut butter will do the trick.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Hmm.
Tied at number three, you've always heard what, Debbie?
When you get up in the morning for acne, your first pee, put it in a jar and put it on your face with a cotton swab. It's supposed to clear up acne.
Oh, wait, my God. You lost your mind. Put your own pee on your face.
No.
Yeah, put your own pee on your face.
What?
I don't know that I can do that. I'll just take the zit. At number two, Sandy.
Hi, good morning.
You
my
heard?
My father used to have us suck on an uncoated bear aspirin if we had a sore throat.
Oh, man.
Oh, gross.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that's virtually undoable, I would think.
It is.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yuck.
And finally, in at number one, you want the perfect at-home remedy. I kind of agree with this one, Ann.
No matter what it was, no matter what our problem was, my mom always said, you need to go poop.
Okay.
There is something to that.
Yeah, there really is.
What?
There really is. Fever, go poop. Sore throat, go poop. Splinter, go poop.
Just go to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, you never feel worse afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mom, I broke my ankle. I fell off the roof. Go poop, honey.
Yeah. You'll feel at least a little better.
Okay. Go poop. You'll be fine. That's great. I got to do a quick check here. You know, my son is on the road now with his roommate, Nick.
Really?
They're on their way to Texas.
Yeah, back to college.
I'm not 100% certain he knows which direction Texas is, though.
Well, plenty of time to figure it out, though, right?
He's
hey,
got GPS.
Are you guys, how far out of town are you now?
We're just outside of Chenoa, Illinois right now.
Oh, Grandpa's home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your great-grandpa, my grandpa, Chenoa, Illinois. Beautiful.
Wow.
Now, do you and Nick, your roommate, do you have any idea how to get to Texas?
I think Google Maps has it set for us right now.
All right. Okay, good. And have you guys determined how long it's going to take you to get to Texas?
I think right now we're pushing just over 16 hours.
Okay.
Wow.
And you two lunatics think that you can do it in one day?
Yep.
What?
Lost your minds. You have lost your mind. You know, if I was driving, we would stop three times. It would take until next Wednesday to get there.
Yeah, I know.
He knows you.
Yeah. And so you're going down to Texas because at the University of Texas, like every other place, they've closed school and now you're doing all e-learning, right?
Yes, that's true.
All right. How's Nick's e-learning going? I haven't talked to you. Ask Nick how his e-learning's going.
My e-learning's going fine. Not very motivated back at home, but
that's what we're looking for. That's perfect. That's perfect. All right, so you guys are going to go down there and empty out your room. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan as of now.
Okay, and you're driving down because you have too much stuff to pack up?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Trying
something
to
like
get
that
on the road.
I feel like this would go better if the dad wasn't asking the question.
You know what it feels like? It feels like he every time I ask him a question, he's looking to his attorney who's sitting in the back seat.
Like, should I be saying this?
Is that a yes or no? Do I answer that? What do I do?
Wait, once you guys get there, where are you going to stay once you're packing up? Are you staying overnight?
We'll be at our dorm.
Okay.
It's open still, so we'll just hang out there.
All right, and you're going to stay there a couple days. Yeah, no parties.
Yeah, no parties.
Right. You're not going to the fraternity house, are you?
We are the party. What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, well, he is your son. So you guys are going by yourself. You have to pack up by yourself. Is that going to be hard?
I don't think so.
You're just going to throw everything in a box?
I got two suitcases with me. I'm just going to pack up as much as I can.
All right. And then you guys are going to try to drive back? No, you're going to ship the car and somehow I'll have to pay for that.
Ha! Thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. Yeah. While you guys are on the road, take a picture, hashtag mix on, and show us on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, do that. Take a picture.
Okay.
All right.
What?
All right, I'll forget that by the time I hang up.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Trying to focus on the road here.
Yeah.
Because who's the party.
Nick is driving, though, right? Not you?
Yeah, Nick's driving.
Are you gonna drive in shifts? Is that the plan?
Yeah, I think we might switch off.
Hey, Nick, heads up. Ethan likes to fall asleep, so you're in for all 16 hours behind the wheel.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Usually, Ethan, what time do you usually get up each day?
Probably about 1 or 2.
Right.
Oh, my God,
what?
Ethan.
What time do you go to bed, Ethan?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, my
when you're
God.
Going to work, Dad.
Yeah, passing the hallway.
The college
all right,
life.
You guys be safe, be careful, all right?
All right, we will.
All right. Hey, Nick, thank your dad for that Bartesian drink set he sent me.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks.
All right.
See you later.
That was fun.
This is a mess.
Well, look, there's not that many cars on the road.
That's
They'll be fine.
Right.
Nobody between here and Texas.
A lot of stops at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Look at all these comfort foods. Americans are craving comfort foods in record numbers during the pandemic as cereal, snacks, and baked goods are flying off the shelves. Can't keep them stocked.
Mm-mm-mm.
I did notice the pasta aisle had been restocked, though.
Oh, good. Finally. It's such an easy go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people find comfort in pasta food. A lot of people find comfort in what, Susan?
Tater tots.
Can't get enough of the tater tots.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Is it a daily move for you, the tater tot?
Yep. Tater tots with ranch dressing.
Oh. Mm. What a lovely combination.
Bring it on.
And some chopped bacon would be good, too. Yeah.
Which, you and the bacon. You're like a,
I can't
you're
stop.
Like
now
the
I
bacon
really want
mafia.
Some.
Can't get enough of what, Donna?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, I see a lot of potato talk going on around here. A lot of potato talk. Every day for you?
Not every day, but way more often than usual.
Mm. Yep, mix in all that butter and go to town on that.
Triple the butter.
Can't get enough of what, John?
I just bought 4 packages of the Oreo double stuff.
Yeah. Double stuff Oreo.
Big glass of milk. Yep.
It's important. It's important to get all the extra stuff.
That's right.
Hey, you know what I had the other day, John? I had carrot cake flavored Oreos.
Oh.
And how were they?
Tremendous.
Mm. Ooh, I saw those on the shelf, but I wasn't sure how those would taste.
Has there ever been an Oreo that you've eaten and you gone, nah, that's not good?
I've only ever tasted the original.
Yeah?
I've never tried, like, the new colors or flavors or whatever.
Oh, you should try it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They could put up, like, wasabi Oreos, and you'd be like, oh, this is fantastic.
Oh, that's true. Ones are
You've
good too.
Made this work for me. Well, since we're talking wasabi, I have, like, 3 cans of these, Lexi.
Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce almonds.
Yep, wasabi and soy sauce almonds.
Those are so good.
I have a funny story about them.
Okay, bring the comedy.
I'm on a weight loss plan, and I'm only supposed to have 10 a day, but sometimes I grab the 1-pound bag and, like, eat half of it.
That is
so
hilarious.
Much for the weight loss. 10 almonds a day, that's all you get. That's just mean. Fistful after fistful. Angie.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
I love me some Pop-Tarts.
Love you some Pop-Tarts.
What flavor do you go?
I like the wild berry because it just seems like more fun to have the purple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the s'mores.
The others are they're kind of boring, so I got to go on the wild side for the lockdown.
Yeah, well, you know.
The wild side. Yeah.
You're a crazy lady in a lockdown. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for the crazy Pop-Tarts.
Wild berry, not
strawberry.
Try
to keep up with me. Comfort foods for you, Rich.
Ritz crackers.
Ritz crackers. Mm. The old standby, an American favorite. And then you mix them with some what, Linda?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate
milk. Can't get enough of chocolate milk lately.
Yeah, that's true.
Just keep drinking it by the gallons. I see this. I've never really had it, Sue. You enjoy it?
Skinny Pop popcorn. Can't get enough of it. Yes. Not because it's on a diet or anything, just because it's sea salt one. I just have to have it every single day.
Americans are craving all sorts of comfort foods. Angie.
I can't get enough of beefaroni and semi-sweet chocolate chips.
Beefaroni, isn't that what Rusty the horse ate?
Yeah, slightly.
In Seinfeld. Yeah. No, that was
Beefarino.
What was that?
They changed it Beefarino. A little slightly, probably copyright purposes.
Right. You see that one? Violetta Kramer had a horse that ate a lot of Beefarino, kept farting.
Don't they live in the city?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a horse carriage.
Okay.
You sit by the horse. Rusty was all hopped up on the Beefarino. Yeah. And then finally, Susan, comfort foods, American craving. You're getting what?
Combo.
What's that?
Combos.
What kind of combos?
The pretzel on the outside with the pizza cheese on the inside.
Yeah. Pizza cheese?
Okay. Pizza cheese combos. Bags and bags and bags of them. So those are the ones like pretzels, kind of, not like the ones that you put in the oven that Lizzo almost burned her house down with.
No. It's a pretzel, and it's got cheese on the in the middle, stuffed in the middle.
Yeah
just like a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it that they were pizza...
Hot pockets. Like pizza nuggets, she called them.
Pizza nuggets. Right, Lizzo almost burned her house down. Her comfort food go-to. Now that you're self-quarantined at home, you're really digging through your pantry trying to find the perfect comfort food and saying to yourself, well, how bad could this be? It says it expired in 2007. I'm certain I'm fine. Hey, Becca, what did you eat?
To be honest, I fed it to my children first to make sure everything was fine.
You have to. You wouldn't want to eat. Let them guinea pig it for you. Yeah, that's why you have them.
But we made Sloppy Joes, and I didn't thought I had ketchup and mustard and didn't, and dug through to the very back. And then when I checked everything, my ketchup expired in 2018, and my mustard expired in 2015.
You're fine.
2015?
And there's still, your kids are still running around, tearing the house apart.
Exactly.
I love this so much.
Hi, Eric. I'm eating expired food. Hallie?
Haley. So there was one time I know that I pulled out pork chops from the freezer and then forgot about them. So they were sitting in the fridge and they turned this weird gray color and they were slimy. But I cooked them anyway, and as I was eating them, I'm like, you know, maybe this wasn't a great idea, but I didn't get sick or anything, so it was totally fine.
Ah, you're fine. See, I would go in the bathroom and actually poop a pork chop. That would happen.
Oh my good visual.
God, I would. No, it's not.
I would. Remember last hour, the woman who said, yeah, anytime I was sick, my mom would just tell me, go poop, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good advice, I think.
Yeah. Hi there, Leah. You wanted to be on this show, Violetta. Violetta's rubbing her head going, why did I agree to leave AM radio for this?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's because they're going to be out of work in about 30 days.
Oh, my God.
I'm very happy to be here.
It's an AM radio shot. They make fun of us. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi.
So my sister bought me a chicken Caesar salad to take to work for lunch, and it had no dressing on it. So I grabbed one out of the door of my refrigerator and took it with me. And I'm looking at it at my desk. The dressing expired July 21st, 2018. And I still ate it. It was fine. It tasted fine, too.
Totally fine. What's the world worrying about?
Oh, you're good.
What's the problem?
Seriously. Yeah. Don't take it so seriously.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
You've tuned into I'm Eating Expired Food. Bill, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a big Costco fan, and of course, over Christmas, I bought the guacamole cups that come in like 40 cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, it's March, and, you know, quarantining, we're starting to buy food. I look, and it says January 27th. I plowed through 40 cups. I did not throw those things out.
No time to lose now. You got to get through them.
Clock is ticking on my guac. Clock on the guac.
We had nachos, avocado toast, California burgers and California hot dogs with sriracha mayo.
Right.
Everything.
Now, we were guacamole central. It was like Uncle Julio's around here.
Do you tell the other person eating with you that it's expired, or you eat that yourself?
I have two boys, and I told them they did not know. My daughter found out, and she made me buy a new pack.
Right. But they don't know. It's probably better.
There you go.
Yeah. Eating expired food, Chris.
Hi. So my husband and I were watching a show on the History Channel the other night, and it's called Eating Through Time.
Right.
Or Eating Through History, maybe. But they eat stuff from, like, years ago. They found a box of Cracker Jack from, like, the 30s, and they ate it.
They did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Hey, you remember the old Chef Boyardee, like the pasta in a box? Well, this was a lasagna that was from like the 20s, and they ate it.
How would you like to be his roommate?
God,
hey, guys, Steve ate a lasagna from 1920. Do not go in that bathroom. Steve, that lasagna is from 1920. Yeah, I'll be fine. Put some of that 1978 ranch dressing on it.
Oh, my God.
It'll be great. Mixed Morning Mindbender. The fights are on. 58% of people say a partner's bad habit has caused an issue during their self-quarantine. Fights breaking out, bad feelings, tears, slamming doors, not speaking. You know, good stuff.
Yeah.
The top three bad habits that started fights while quarantine. What's the number one thing? You know what? It's not my turn. It's yours. 312-233-1019. Lindell, what is it?
Hey, leaving out the toilet seat?
Yeah, one would think that's not it. No, no.
Is that that big a deal?
I guess it is if it's in like the middle of the night and you fall into the toilet when you sit down.
Done that before.
Right?
Yeah.
Carol. Hi, Carol.
Yeah. Hi. Chewing too loud when you're eating.
Bad chewing. No, that is not it. Number one fight, Crystal.
Is it doing the dishes?
Exactly right. Not washing the dishes. It's your turn, not mine. Number one fight in self-quarantine now. Mm. Those things are piling up. How's it going for you, Crystal?
It's pretty good. I'm on my way home from work. I'm a nurse.
Oh, wow. How was the night? How'd it go?
It wasn't too bad, thankfully.
Oh, that's good.
Are you seeing a lot of COVID-19 cases at your particular spot?
Somewhat. Not on my floor, though, thankfully.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What kind of nurse are you?
I'm a cardiac nurse.
Oh, okay. Keep the ticker running. Thanks for all the work you're doing. Top three bad habits that started the fight while quarantined, according to 58% of people. Mm-hmm. Not washing the dishes, number one.
Okay.
Followed by using all the hot water, at number two. You know, those long, drawn-out showers, of which I'm guilty. And number three, snoring.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, you can't help that. That's kind of an unfortunate thing to yell at somebody about.
Well, it doesn't say you can't help it, but it is something that drives people crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Not washing dishes, using all the hot water, and snoring. Anything you'd like to add to that list right now? 312-233-1019. Wow.
What?
Nerves are frayed.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We're on our very last one right now, and we've got another month. We'll never make it. Every single line is ringing.
Oh!
Wow. Every single one.
Wow, you got a hot button.
Bad habits to start fights while quarantined. 58% of people said it happened on Mixed Morning Mindbender. A second ago, we learned not washing the dishes was number one, followed by using all the hot water at number two and snoring at number three. This is a big one, Erica. The last fight was caused why?
My husband does not e-learn my children. Instead, they're watching Xbox all day and YouTube.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So you try to enforce the e-learning, but he won't.
Correct. I actually go to work 4 days a week, and my husband is at home with the children. And when I get home from work, they're on their iPads playing Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Star Wars on the Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how hard that e-learning is, though, Erica?
It is so hard. It is so hard.
And I make a lesson plan for the children 6 days a week, and still it doesn't help.
Yeah. That's stressful. A lot of pressure in that household. A lot of pressure in this one, Stephanie.
Hi, I work at a nursing home, and so I'm working, so my husband's at home, and if I start a little laundry, it'll still be in the washer 10 hours later.
Will not move the laundry from the washer to the dryer.
No, that can get a little crazy.
Won't do it. Then you got to run it again because it's all musty.
Exactly.
And wrinkly.
Man, oh man. Hey, you guys have it out over this, huh?
Yeah, I'm heading there now, actually.
Yeah. What exactly is his excuse for not doing it?
I know he's working from home, but it's like, it just takes a second if you could wait. You know,
yeah,
I'm tired.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's like, I'm very busy. Got a lot of meetings about carpet color, stuff like that. Like, you know, like,
he
like
works
we
here.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he works here. Your confrontation at home, quarantine related, involved what, Ashley?
My husband always leaves every cabinet open or the refrigerator open.
Oh, the refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Oh, man.
Yes. That's a problem.
He's an opener, but not a closer.
Yeah, that's weird.
I had a nickel. leaving everything open. Big fights in your house, Kathleen.
My husband keeps getting on me for not replacing the toilet paper roll when it's empty. And in my defense, there's no more toilet paper.
So you can't replace it because there isn't any. Nowhere in the house.
Exactly.
That's creating quite a dilemma for you guys,
right.
Isn't it?
That's not the biggest problem then in that story.
There's a lot of clenching going on around that house.
Right.
Yeah. running down to the mobile down the street.
Oh, God.
The fight in your house, the argument, the confrontation, Matt, is in regards to what?
The in-laws.
They
came to visit and haven't left yet.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. How long ago?
Well, they came in, the middle of February.
The middle of February?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I think you've got a legitimate argument there.
For sure.
Huh.
Yeah, just do that.
I've offered to drive them home, but, you know, the wife says no.
Where is home?
Arizona.
Yeah. I've offered to drive them all the way to Arizona. I'll drive them.
Classic.
I will do. I'll drive straight. I won't even sleep.
Hilarious.
Just let me take them home.
She says no.
Nah, let's not do that. By the way, you know, we talked to my son who's driving down to Texas with his roommate.
That's right.
To empty out the dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's out of the state yet?
I think they turned around and they're back
home.
They
might.
Maybe.
I don't think they really realize what they're in for.
Right.
Hey, Lynn, the argument last night involved what?
My husband wouldn't drink with me.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know it's Thursday?
or as we call it, the 52nd Monday.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, you should drink with Eric.
Yeah, I drank last night at 6 o'clock on the cocktail hour. Feel free to join us.
I was drinking yesterday, too, and he wouldn't drink it. He said he was tired.
I'm too tired to drink. What were you drinking last night, Lynn?
So I did a combination of vodka lemonades, and then I went to a wine, and I finished it up with shots of Bailey's.
No.
You started with vodka lemonades, which is a nice summertime drink. You transition to wine, then you finish the night with Bailey's, maybe a dash of whiskey, and then passed out.
A little dessert.
Right.
Watching the draft.
Right.
Watching the draft.
Can't wait to wake up and do it all over again tomorrow. Wow. I can't believe you won't drink with me for the 37th day in a row.
It is insulting, though, when somebody won't have a little cocktail with you.
He's like, I need a night off, me and my liver. Give me a chance here. U.S. could face a meat shortage because of shuttered plants amid the COVID-19 outbreak. You're like, oh, boy. I mean, I love meat. That's fine. But if there's a shortage of blank, I'm going to be really upset. A shortage of what, Amira?
Coffee. Dude, I'm in a Starbucks line right now. There's a shortage on coffee beans. I wouldn't make it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you're not alone, obviously, if you're in the line. I've seen lines around the block for the Starbucks drive-thru.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really bad now, but I'm an ex-Starbucks partner, and I still appreciate the company and what they're doing. So it's worth the wait.
Very nice. Chocolate. Or, I'm sorry, coffee. You say chocolate, right, Jenny?
Correct. Any type of chocolate.
Any? Mm-hmm. Milk, dark, doesn't matter. You want it all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that either. Uh-oh. If there's a shortage of blank, I'm going to be really upset. Nancy and Whip agree on?
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Definitely.
Shortage.
Yeah.
Can't How let often that happen. Would you say you eat pizza, Nancy?
Well, for a while when we came home, we were doing all this home cooking. Now it's like, well, forget it. Let's just put it in a pizza.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a long haul we're talking about here. Let's just get one.
Everybody was all fancy with their cooking for the first couple of weeks, and now, hello, frozen foods.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Hello, reality.
I was anticipating quite a few of these down this road. Eric, if there's a shortage of blank, I'm going to be really upset.
Beer.
Yeah. Oh,
can
you imagine?
Oh, no. All types of beer, domestic and imported. You want them all, right, Eric?
Yeah, Daddy's Little Helper.
Daddy's Little Helper. Daddy's Little Helper in a can.
Ain't that the truth?
If there's a shortage of what, Sherry, you're going to be really upset.
Fireball whiskey.
What's that?
Fireball whiskey.
Okay.
The delicious cinnamon taste of Fireball whiskey.
You got a little rum chata with that, and you have a cinnamon toast crunch shot.
Look at that. Your breath is fantastic, and so is your mindset.
Yes.
I'm with you on this one, Izzy. There better not be a shortage of... Izzy?
Yes. There better not be a shortage of Kentucky bourbon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Already want some this morning, don't you, Izzy? So do I.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had some, maybe.
He sounds like he might be from Kentucky.
Right now, yeah.
Some delicious Kentucky bourbon. There better not be a shortage of that right now. Go home, pour a little Woodford Reserve, and make all the pain go away. Justin staying at home with wife Jessica Biel, and right before all this happened, remember the somewhat soap opera elements of their relationship. He was drunk in New Orleans, had his hand on the leg of a co-star. She said nothing happened. Mm-hmm. We all know better. Jessica Biel found out, pretended publicly she was fine, yelled at him behind the scenes. The two of them are struggling, et cetera, et cetera. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to find Justin Timberlake's astrological sign?
Yes. He was born on January 31st, and that makes him an Aquarius.
Okay. Violetta, have you found Jessica Biel's?
Yes. She was born on March 3rd, and she's a Pisces.
Aquarius and Pisces. I bring those up because the Zodiac Zone will determine everything you need to know about your life. These are the three Zodiac signs most likely to end a long-term relationship while in quarantine. These are the three Zodiac signs who need affection in relationships, so you better snuggle up with them. And these are the three Zodiac signs who love attention in relations, so give them the love. I felt like all of these fit into Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start with the third one, okay? The three zodiac signs who love attention in relationships, give them the love. Those three are Cancer, Leo, and Libra. Cancer, Leo, and Libra. So none of those fit with Jessica and Justin. Does this fit with anybody in here?
That'd be me.
You're a Libra.
That's right. Yeah.
You like the attention, huh?
You love attention in relationships. Are you getting a lot of attention from your fiance, Smoking Pat?
That would be a no.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right, now we move to the three zodiac signs who need affection in relationship. Not attention, but affection.
Cuddling.
You better snuggle up to them.
I know
Taurus, Taurus, Cancer, and Leo.
Oh.
Anybody? No, sorry. You're not on this, Violetta. You don't need it. Oh. Nobody? Whip?
No, none
you're
of those.
You're a Virgo,
none
right?
of, yeah, exactly.
All right, so no Justin and Jessica there.
Mm.
All right, and finally, these are the three zodiac signs most likely to end a long-term relationship while in quarantine.
Oh, no.
A lot on the line here for Justin and Jessica.
Oh, no.
Once again, they are in Aquarius and
Pisces.
Those three are Aries, Taurus, and Capricorn.
Woo!
So they're totally fine.
Oh.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.